This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Here we go. First pitch time, 8:31. And Jeter swings. It's a high drive to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Derek Jeter hits a first ball fastball deep in the bleachers in left field. And on the first pitch of the game, the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
Let's go, New York City. Friday night on The Fan. A great time to be a baseball fan in New York. Dial 888-808-1019. Sorry for the wait, Mets fans. I know you had a dream of a day. And Yankee fans, you probably just heard the postgame and just watched the Yankees game out in Pittsburgh. So let's start with the Mets. The Mets game has been over for a while now. It was the Mets home opener. And we got to share. Let's share tonight. If we could try our best to stay in our corners and not fight and not take shots at the other, it is a positive night. Both teams won. And shout out to the Mets for knocking off the Toronto Blue Jays. Your New York Yankees are in first place. So, like I said, it's a great time to be a fan in New York if you're a baseball fan. Don't let anybody tell you baseball is dead. Baseball is alive and well, and they're expecting New York City's economy to make over $900 million this year off the Mets and the Yankees. And I mean, the Yankees let it off, selling out opening day, having 40,000 already a couple games after, and the Mets followed up. Steve Cohen called out the fans, but it was a necessary call out. It was, you know, a way to say, hey, we're doing all of these things, come out and support the team. And they told you that it could be the biggest opening day ever. They said, is it going to be? And it was the largest crowd in Citi Field history. They put up a big sign on the big scoreboard that said, thank you to all the best fans in baseball for today's sellout crowd, 43,945. You had the standing room tickets lowered. And you know what? Expectations couldn't be lowered. Because coming off of beating the Marlins, coming off of the last time, what, game five in the NLCS, the last time that you were at Citi Field, right? This team, with the offseason that they had and the expectations they have, you go in there and you expect them to win and you expect them to dominate, and they did. 888-808-1019. You can't really ask for more. Not a perfect weather day, but, I mean, how many opening days have we had that have been cold, rainy? It wasn't cold. It did not rain. It was like 67 degrees. A great day for baseball, and they got it started early. And I know people are getting tired of us talking about Pete Alonso, but I know I haven't hated on Pete Alonso. I know I've been in Pete Alonso's camp. And you can't predict baseball, but there were people predicting that Pete Alonso might be a Blue Jay. And on this day, he might come back to Queens on the visiting team. Hell no. I mean, I did hear the round of applause that Vladdy got, but that's not about what's going on. Right now, this is paid Pete. They paid Pete the polar bear power, and he powers you to a party right away, you know, right away. Pete Alonso chants. Pete Alonso's introduction was loud as well. And he hits that homer over the right field wall, and it's just like, this guy is so dialed in. This guy is so locked. And this guy is your guy. Again, shout out to the Mets fans that went to Amazing Day and demanded that their guy be back. Amazing Day is a moment in time. After that, they went and talked to Pete, and they made sure the deal got done. 888-808-1019. He's been MVP to start this season. And shout out to Tyler McGill. I think I was just reading. Tyler McGill, Anthony DeComo writes, Tyler McGill has a 0.87 ERA through two starts. So far, so good. His final line today, he goes 5 1/3, 2 hits, 0 runs, 3 walks, 4 Ks. And the Mets bullpen this early on in the year has Mets fans dreaming of this being the best bullpen they've ever had. It was an issue last year to start the year. It's not an issue right now. It's a strength. Reed Garrett, we see you. Keep it up. AJ Minter, excellent. Goes out there, 3 strikeouts, done. And then what a story for Max Cranick, a kid that grew up a Mets fan, coming from PA to Shea Stadium. I think he said he had 11 family members in the building. Like, today was a dream day for Mets fans and players alike. You had the 2000 NL champs, the 2015 NL champs in the building. You know, Lindor's walkout song, My Girl, ringing off. And I mean, he had the hustle double. How about that, too? If this isn't a good omen for the Mets and Mets fans, when these calls are getting reviewed, these calls are getting challenged, I think they're undefeated. I think they're 3-0. That call getting overturned, it's like things are just going your way. And Pete Alonso this year is going to chase down that home run record. And guys are going to get it going. I know in Houston and in Miami, some guys needed to break out of it. I know there was a lot of talk about the top of this lineup. And if the top of this lineup doesn't hit, it's not going to happen. Well, they got it done today. Lindor had that early double and 2 walks. Soto with a knock to drive in a run. Alonso, I don't have to tell you about Alonso. He's going crazy right now. And Brandon Nimmo, we see you as well. If they walk somebody to get to you, you know you got to get the job done. So, I mean, it's a great time. I want to get right to the phones because you guys have waited long enough to talk on the fan about what you experienced today. If you went to the stadium, I'd love to hear from you. You know, if you took your kid out of school, there are core memories that have been made today. It's a family reunion. It's an anniversary, the 2015 anniversary, and it's a kickoff to another season in Citi Field in Queens. So congrats, Mets fans, on a 5-0 shutout, smacking the Blue Jays, the fraudulent Blue Jays, and you're off and running. 888-808-1019, Leo and Englewood on the fan first.
Steve, how you doing, my man?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So a couple things. One, beautiful day. I'm a big Mets fan. Took my 2 kids out of school, like you just talked about, and brought them to the game. This is our 5th straight opening day. So, you know, this is something of what we call a Jones tradition in our household. So it was a great time there. But Brent, game was great and all that. But when I hear them say that it was a sellout crowd, it absolutely was not a sellout crowd. I saw thousands of seats.
Really?
Open. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And even the people that were sitting next to me when they announced it as a sellout, we looked at each other and started laughing. Because it was not. It was not a sellout. I was a little disappointed in that.
You sure it wasn't a late-arriving crowd because of the time of the game?
Keith, I was there from... We got there about 1:10. And we didn't leave to the end of the game. And trust me, it was not a sellout. Were there a lot of people there? Absolutely.
I'll take your word for it.
But it was not a sellout. But nonetheless, it doesn't take away from any of my joy. It was an excellent game. The Mets played great. I actually called the Pete Alonso home run 2 pitches before he hit it. I told my kids that he was going to knock it out the park, and boom, there it went. You know, so it was a great day for us Mets fans. But in terms of it being a sellout, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Okay, Leo, thanks for the call. Not to you know, call them liars, but they said it was a sellout. I thought I read that it was the biggest crowd. Maybe it's the biggest opening day crowd ever. And you know what? As I'm rewatching the game right now, yeah, there's some open seats, but this is New York. Between the trains and the highways and the traffic, it's tough to get there. And that's what I was saying. Maybe it was a late arriving crowd. Sometimes you might get a glance at the seats and whatever. That doesn't matter. No negativity. It's a positive day. The Make It Happen Mets go out there and make it happen. Everybody gets involved. And you're not worried so much. Or you might be worried about some things, maybe the bottom of the order. But you're not worried so much about this team as you might have been just a couple days ago. It is a great feeling to be back in your ballpark with your fellow fans, getting a win like that. And it was a no-sweat win. Jason is in the Bronx on the Fan. Go for it, Jay.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of Pete Alonso. I was praying that the Yankees would have stole him, because I had a feeling he was going to have a nice season to start off. But there was a lot of Mets fans that were crapping on him. Somehow he can't field, he can't hit, he's not consistent because he had an off season. And I just thought that he was just unfairly judged and he deserved better. And now look at what he's doing.
Yeah, the guy is a pro. Thanks for the call, Jason. Everything from Pete Alonso has been professional. And I mean, it's how he's handled the media, everything he said. You would think that this past winter that we went through, he didn't hear any radio shows. He must have deleted all social media. He had to have been tuned out because Pete is happy and he's smiling. I mean, this guy is a pro's pro. The way he handles himself on the field and off the field, you would think, like I said, you would think this guy didn't hear anything, any of the stuff that Mets fans had to say. And you got to love a guy like that. He's all business, right? And I've been calling him Paid Pete. They paid Pete. He's papered up. Look at the difference it makes. The guy gets his money finally, right? He's got some wealth finally. He's got the security finally. And there's more money that he's going to make. And I think you're crazy if you're a Mets fan saying that this is catch-22 and this isn't a good thing for Pete to go out there and have this great year and opt out. You want him to have the best year possible alongside of Lindor, who was runner-up for MVP, Juan Soto, who was the third-place vote-getter for MVP in the American League last year. You know what I'm saying? You want Pete to do great. You shouldn't even be thinking about next year. You should be thinking about this year is off to a hot start. Thank God we have Pete Alonso. John is in Massbeth on the Fan. What's up, John?
Yo, Keith, what's up, man? You know, I'm sitting here, you know, thank God I'm a Yankees fan, not a Mets fan, man. Like, I don't know how I would feel. I don't know how I would feel celebrating the losing teams. Like, we're not going to celebrate the 2001 team, right? We're not going to celebrate the team last year,
they're celebrating the NL pennant. It counts for something.
Okay, yeah, they're celebrating
just like our
World
American
Series
League pennant last year. Counts for something.
We don't celebrate pennants here in the Bronx. Okay. And secondly, they're all cheering on Vladdy, and then they're stabbing Pete in the back, and he's carrying them.
No, they fired him up. He heard that. Like, and he brought his bat first at bat.
Man, the team's losers for celebrating those losing teams. The fans are losers for cheering.
John. John, I know your angle. The topic wasn't exactly what you said. Let's go to Brody in Hightstown on the Fan, and then I'll try to bring in some audio of Pete Alonso post game so you can hear how Pete is, you know, doing everything the right way. Go for it, Brody.
Keith, man, I love listening to the show. I went out there. We were 15 rows back behind home plate. Me, my father-in-law's 70th birthday was today. Brought his brother-in-law, his son, my brother-in-law, in from Florida. We got to see him get an easy 5-0 win. I wanted to get the Pete jersey this year, but I didn't want to spend the money. I don't know if we'll be here next year, but this man is carrying the team. Anyone who says anything negative about Pete, you're crazy. This guy is doing everything right now. When Soto and Lindor pick it up, we're looking good. It was a great day. Great, great day.
Thanks for the call, Brody. I mean, perfect day. If it's your birthday, you can get the family together out there. You're not freezing out there. You're not raining out there. And then, you know, you just made me think of something with Pete. You know, that Pete jersey is going to be iconic. He's going to get this record. He might, that his pace, he's getting this record in the first half. So that Pete jersey is going to be iconic. And again, you can't predict baseball. Nobody knew this current, you know, time we're in 5-6 months ago. And man, I'm just so happy for one Pete Alonso, because I was on this radio station taking calls from people saying drop him in the lineup. Somebody saying, no, we'll drop him off at the LaGuardia Airport. We don't need him. I remember Mendoza backing him and saying he's one swing away from changing the game. And in the Mets' final hours, when they needed him the most, he came through, and he's carried that from the postseason into this season. As I'm watching SNY Encore right now, stepping up to the plate after Juan Soto pops up, number 20, the polar bear, Pete Alonso. Alex, do we have the cut of him talking postgame with Steve Gelbs? We'll get to him and Soto at the podium or at the table. Let's hear him just on the field talking to Steve Gelbs after this one. Go ahead and run it.
Hell yeah. Hey, thank you guys for showing out today. Today was sick. Thank you for all the love, y'all. Thank you.
The ovations you got from the start of the game throughout, what did today mean to you?
I mean, this is stuff that you dream of as a kid. This is really special. I can't thank you guys enough. Thank you.
Pete, you've gotten off to an unbelievable start offensively. Another home run today. What are you happiest with right now overall with your at-bats?
I just want to keep making good swing decisions and feeling good in my swing, pitch to pitch, at-bat to at-bat.
Pete, this has been going on all game long. They love you here. I know you thank them for showing up, but for you personally, especially given how badly they wanted you back this offseason, what does the fan base mean to you?
No, you guys are awesome. I can't thank you enough for your unwavering support through it all. You guys are awesome. I can't thank you enough.
You got to love it. Loud chants for the guy. And if you remember, in Milwaukee, they were chanting for the guy. This is a guy that never says die. He's paid Pete, the leader of the Make It Happen Mets. Let me see if I can get another call in before we get up to the 9 o'clock break and update. Neil in Smithtown, you got it. You're on.
Pete, I love that segment you just played. I wanted Polar Bear ever since he was a rookie, and they were worried about maybe bringing him up, the Wilpons, just because they'd have to pay him. But they were setting up selling the team anyway. But all winter long, I wanted to see him get signed, like waking up as a kid, hoping there'd be a present under the tree. And I was so happy they signed him, because he's been a great Met. He's been great, you know, outside of the field too, with his charitable stuff. And if I could, I just wanted to say something real quick about Soto. In the 22 All-Star game, I remember he was a pending free agent. I remember Sterling Marte was sort of like waving a towel on him during the home run derby. And I think those guys have a connection, but I just real happy to see Soto on the Mets. And I don't know if that had anything to do with it back then.
Possibly. Thanks for the call, Neil. I happened to be at that All-Star game and at that home run derby. And I have a video from like 20 rows back from when Juan Soto walked it off and won it and threw his bat in the air. And I've told this story a bunch about how the Nationals knew he wasn't signing with them, so they wouldn't fly him out to L.A., and he had to get his own flight, which, of course, he could afford. But I remember that whole weekend, the chants were, future Dodger, future Dodger. They thought, of course, that the Dodgers were going to buy Juan Soto. But, you know, Juan Soto is Dominican. Starling Marte is Dominican. Starling Marte, you got to respect him, right? Not a bad word out of Starling Marte losing his job in right field. Rumors of him getting potentially traded. See how things work out. He's playing. Not only is he playing, like Marte is in the lineup, DHing, and getting to play with Juan Soto, who of course he respects and knows. And I definitely think there's something about, you know, the Hispanic Latino influence, whether it's Mendoza, Lindor, Vientos, Acuna, Siri, like we've seen that already with Juan Soto. I think that's definitely something that might have been in the list of things, the list of pros with joining the Mets. But, you know, he's the richest player in the sport by far. We got a break. But when we come back, I do want to play some interesting audio. You know, I was listening to Howie call the game and Howie is the best. The way that he articulates and illustrates what's going on at Citi Field. Like, you know, I was, you know, watching the Yankee game and listening to Howie, and then I listened to the post game, and then I, you know, after I listened to the post game, I was like, wait, let me go find the video. It sounds like, you know, Pete Alonso and Juan Soto are sitting together. Is this a joint post game? And it was. And after the break, we'll play the audio. And there were some interesting screenshots after Pete Alonso hit that first homer. A lot of people saw Juan Soto dejected in the dugout. We'll talk about it.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.